Okay, so we've sort of set up this sugya of Makif and Nekif. I think we recognize that there's a Chiddush Atzum in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, and the question is what that Chiddush is. What I tried to show you yesterday is that the most mechudish of all the drachim in the Gemara, which is the Ramban, seems to be a derech that's matim in what it says in Halacha, and that is that Rav Yaisi here is mechadish the chiyuv, and according to what the Gemara says, they only argue in the Geder, but everyone holds that there's a chiyuv of Nehena al tiyaru l'tasad chaverish l'ayrishus. Now, before I start the Gemara, you have to know that the Gemara in Masechtas Bava Kamma, in the sugya of Zeh Nehena v'zeh Lechaser, the Gemara asks, why does the Nikif have to pay if the fourth wall is built? Zeh Nehena v'zeh Lechaser. Shema Minah Zeh Nehena v'zeh Lechaser is Chayiv. So the Gemara asks that the says like the Madyam is Zeh Nehena v'zeh Lechaser is Chayiv. The Gemara says yes. You're paying here because Zeh Nehena v'zeh Lechaser is Chayiv. That's what the Gemara is saying. So before you go any weiter, it's a beferish Gemara that you're paying Al Nehena. Wherever the Rambam got a shita from, but it seems that at least the Pashup Shat, the Yene Gemara, is the way we explained the Ramban yesterday. That you pay off Nehena. Because the Gemara says those words. It says, Shema Mina, it's a Raya from our Mishnah, Zeh Nehena v'zeh Lechaser is Chayiv. So what about the Mandiyam Zeh Nehena v'zeh Lechaser is Pater? What's he going to do with it? So the Gemara in Bava Kamma answers that here it's Zeh Nehena v'zeh Chaser, because the person on the outside could say to the person on the inside, At garamtali hakefi yaseira. You're the one who's causing me hakefi yaseira that my wall is bigger. Or taich that my wall is bigger. By taisvis, it means that the outer wall, how does it fit? At garamtali hakefi yaseira. Fits better like Rashi or fits better like taisvis? Right? The person who's making the wall, the outside person, tells the person on the inside, it's not Zeh Nehena v'zeh Lechaser, I'm a chaser because of you. Because at goramtali, you caused me hakefi yaseira, an extra wall. That's mashma, where's the wall? What's a mashma? On the outside or on the inside? Huh? Tosfos says, it's mashma, it's around the outside. Because the term yaseira. At garamtali hakefi yaseira. The says, what does it mean? So what does it mean according to Tosfos?
Yaseira is extra, according to
Rashi. What way is it extra, according to that? According to that, it's bigger. So, but does that make so much sense? Tosfos means that. I'll tell you. Here you have the makif, and here you have the nekif. Now, again, like the Rishonim all say, it's talking either he surrounds him on all four sides, or that there's a Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, the outside person, so let's say it's 10, 10, 10, or 10. Let's say the inside person is 5, 5, 5, and 5. They both have square fields. So the outside person can tell the inside person, I've got Ramtali Akefi Yaseira. You're causing me to have to make a bigger wall. So Tosfos learns that it only makes sense about the outside wall. Because the inside wall, it's not Yaseira. Say, At garamtali hakefa. You're causing me to build a wall. So therefore, Tosfos says it means the outer wall. Now how is the outer wall hakefa Yaseira? So the way we understand Tosfos is we do math. The inside is 5 by 5. 5 what? By 5 what? Miles, yards, feet. What? 5. Huh? 5 acres. Since we don't know how much an acre is. So it's 5 acres by 5 acres. So this is 25 square acres, right? How much is the outside? How many square acres? 75, right? Because 10 by 10 is 100. Minus 25 that he doesn't have. The outside person has 75 square acres. So tying it to him, I'd go out till the Akefi Seir. Normally, if I have 75 square acres, I would have a field that looks like this. It's 10 by 7.5. Right? That's 75 square acres. So how much of a wall do I need? 7.5, 10, 10, 7.5. So all I need is a wall that's 35. Whatever it is, around. And now I need one that's 40. So I'd go out to the Akefi Yisera. You're causing me an extra hekif. That's how Tosis learns Pshat in the Gemara. So comes out, the Nehenna and the Chasa are two different things. Comes out the Nehenna is the inside person gained the whole 20, as if he would have 5, 5, 5 all around him. And the outside person lost, in this example, 5. Right? Normally he would have to have 35 around, now he has 40. So that's the outcome of Talia Kefi Yisera. And Zakti Muki Yosef. In this case, Moit Toisvis, we're talking about the outside wall, you only have to pay 5. Because you only have to pay for the Chaser. You don't pay for the Nehen. You only have to pay what I was maxi you. Since I was maxi you that you have 5 extra all around, so you only have to pay for the extra amount I made you lose. You follow? In this example, like Tysus, we're talking the whole time like Rashi, we never really got to Tysus. According to Tysus, that's the outside wall, in this marshal, the inside person only has to pay the cost of 5 measures of the outside wall. Because that is how much he was chasa him. As I state in Mukiyas. Now, we're not learning the sugya zeh nehenah v'zeh chaser. I'm not going to learn the whole sugya now. But one of the pashta things that we learned when we learned the sugya, what's the Gemara's case? I come and I sleep in your house, uninvited. So you want to charge me for sleeping in your house? You want to charge me the hotel stay? So I tell you, you're a lechaser. You didn't lose anything. So I slept in your house. What'd you lose? I came in the house. I climbed in the window. I went to sleep on your couch. I got up in the morning, and you didn't lose anything. So Mor says, you taka pater. Zena hena zale chaser is taka pater. Right? What happens if I go into your hotel room? You have a hotel. And I sneak in the back way, and I sleep in your hotel room. So the Gemara says that Zenehena v'zechasa. Because a room that's aimed to be rented, if someone sleeps there, that's called chasa. So the Pashas HaGemara is saying that in that case, I do have to pay. You're called a chasa. Even though we tumbled there in the Machna Frayim, who says you would have rented it? Maybe you didn't have a tenant anyway. So that's the Machna Frayim's shtickle tire on this. But that's called Pashu Shat. The Gemara says if it's a chater, it's kind of a agra, so then I have to pay. Okay? Let's say you're away for the summer and I park in your driveway, I park in your backyard. So then I have a chater, I don't have to pay. If you're renting out your garage, you're renting it, and I park there, and therefore either you can't rent it or it's Oymid La'agra, then I do have to pay. That's Pasha. Gemara says that if I live in your house, you're away for the summer, I come into your house and I live there. Is that Zenehena B'Zalei Chaser? So the Gemara says there's something called Shachrurisa D'Yashaisa. That when I'm in your house, the walls get, because someone's living here, the walls get a little blacker. Especially in those days, they had stoves with burning wood or burning fuel. So this Shacharisa D'Ashaisa, it's a chaser. If I go and live in your house, if I just go to sleep in your couch for the night, there's no hefsek. But if I live in your house for a week or a month, so the Gemara says it's chaser, because it's Shacharisa D'Ashaisa. Rav Rishayim learn that once it's a chaser, I have to pay the full hanor. That's the way we pass it. Once it's a chaser, I'm mechuyev to pay the complete hanah, the entire amount, whatever a rental is worth for living in your house for a month. So it could be blackening the walls is a $10 hefset, and renting an apartment or it's $2,000, I have to pay $2,000, not $10. That's the way Rav Rishayim hold. That's the way we pass it. Taisa Shita there is that if I pay you the hefset, that's good enough. If I give you $10, I pay you the shakrisa the shaisa, so I can buy the tie. Now you're a lafasi. This the Muki Yosef appears to be going with Taisus. Muki Yosef says that in the example I showed you on the board, I only have to pay you what you are chaser. You are chaser only the five. The five, because you would have had to put a wool of 35, now you have to put a wool of 40. So I only have to pay you the chaser. But it doesn't seem to be that way, Rav Rishayim. Because according to Rav Rishayim, the way we paskin, I have to pay out of Nehenna. I have to pay because I had anah. If it's like chaser, I'm a thug. Once it's a chaser, I have to pay the full hanah. The full hanah here, how would you measure the full hanah in this example? Probably either 20, he would have needed a 20, or maybe a 10, he would have split to 20 with the other person. I'm not sure how to measure it. How do you measure, like Tysus, there's nothing to do with Hezekiah, the wall is for animals. So how do you measure how much the inside person has to pay? According to Muki Yosef, he only pays what the chaser was. You paid a chaser, you paid a chaser. According to other Rishayim, said Hanav Zalal chaser, Mizer chaser, you have to pay half the hagam. How much hagam did he have? You have to pay the whole hagam. So how much hagam did he have? Either 20, or if you're tiny, then it's normal to split such a wall.
Nobody,
oh yeah, but why do you want an inside wall?
It's not only it's not open in the wall, it's the outside wall.
So if that's the outside wall, but why was that hanah? Why was this hanah?
There's two possibilities. Either it's a 20, or he has to pay the percentage of, he has 25% of the full 100.
25% of the 100? No, of the 40, which is 10. I was thinking that, you see, it depends. He has an outside wall and not an inside wall. Now, if he wanted to protect against behemoths, he would only have to build 20. See, Bishumayfin, you can't have to pay more than 20. Let's say the outside wall is 100. No way you could have to pay more than 20. So does he pay a percentage of the outside wall? He pays the Nehenna. That's a percentage of his percentage.
Again, he did not have to pay for his hanah.
It's interesting.
This other person's being having
him. He has to pay his hanah.
He has to pay his hanah, but if the other person
is also having hanah, so you pay percentage. Yeah, there's no shalom. You don't have to pay the whole, but it's not more than that. Okay, I'll go upon him. My point for the Gemara and Bava Kamma, it's not just my point, it's the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam and the Mochemist, the first thing he does, the Ramban himself, what I told you yesterday is the Chidushi Ramban. The Ramban in Mechemes Hashem ends up with the same shot as the Ramban in the Chidushi Ramban, which is nice. But he starts by bringing the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The very first thing he does when he talks about the Sugya, Hecha Omru Beperek Heitzad Bava Kamma, Haravias Mechayvin Oisai, Shema Minazen Hevzen Chosachayim. So he says it has to be out the Henim. Can't be out anything else. So this is the Ramban Shita that we're talking about, Nehenna. And this is, as I say, probably, it's funny because the Shulchan Aruch is Lashon HaRambam. Yet, the Ramban Shita is Mekubal by most of the Rishayim. The Gra on Shulchan Aruch goes so vayt as to say that even the Rambam meant the Ramban's Cheshbon of Yarot HaSadach HaVer Shalai Bishus. Which how fits into the Rambam is not for now. But I mentioned the Gra to make this point that the Ramban Shita seems the Gra holds clear that the Ramban Shita is the Iker. So he's taking the Ramban and he's going to plug it into the Rambam, which is a bit of a dive. So the Ramban Shita is that it's Yarot HaSadach HaVer Shalai B'Shus, so just Chazar over. how are we learning the Mishnah? If you have to come away with one pshat, with the Ramban's pshat, so you'll say, "Yosi Omer, Amad Vigodes Arvius Magadul and Olamis Hakoyel." Why? Because he's Yerut Tarsad Chaver Shalav Rishon. He was Mehanehim, and since he's a Nehena, so therefore he has to pay. This is the way we're walking away. How much does he have to pay? So again, we'll chazer from yesterday. What's the din? Yerut Tarsad Chaver Shalav Rishon. If I go into your field Shalav Rishon and I plant there. So what did we say yesterday? If it's a sada she'ein osi lita, yodei al tachtayma, I get very little money back. Either my tzois or the shvach. If it's a sada ha'osi lita, then I get whatever's the normal price to pay someone to work. That's the din of yarot ha'sada chaver. Question. Our sada, nagamara, is osi lita or ainay osi lita? This bika, this soda. It's like a soda. Now I say lita, I don't mean planting, I mean building walls. The building of the walls, that's called a normal expense or an abnormal expense. How's there about understanding it? Normal is not normal. Huh? Klar, the way we paskin, he's saying that it's considered normal. He's saying it's considered normal. You know what? Let's just see the first piece of Gemara. Because Rav Huna and Chiya bar Rav argue in this Nakuta, like the Ramban, if a normal field is considered osilita for a wall. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel, Loch Rav Yais. So here the Gemara says, according to our gears in the Gemara, the way it says in Halacha, Loishna Amid Makif, Loishna Amid Nikif. So, when it confuses you, is it the Nikif, is it the Makif? At least the Stoma of the Gemara, the first piece of Gemara, and the Stoma of the Shulchan Aruch is that there's no difference. Which is good, if you hold it, goes Yechayah of Nehena, which is fine. Now, Tosis obviously didn't have this girsa, but we'll go with it. Just to keep things smooth, we'll go with this mahalach. Itmar, so we have a machlaikas. Rav Huna amar hakoil lefi ma'ashe godar. Megaglum es hakoil means lefi ma'ashe godar. What does that mean? However, the wall was made, that's what you have to pay 50% of. You pay for the price of konim, which is the cheapest wall. And not only konim, but konim bezul. What does bezul mean? Remember what bezul means? What? Cheapest. Does bezul mean the cheapest? What does bezul mean? Huh? You know where you learned that? It's in a few places. The Gemara in Mishameis, when it talks about Savlonus, about paying back a woman who received certain gifts during, call it her engagement, things that she ate. So she has to pay back, if it breaks up, she has to pay it back. So how does she pay back the things that she ate? So she has to pay back the savlonus, the value, bezul. So the Gemara there said that bezul is a third, is two-thirds of the price, a third off of the market price. Okay, that's a taich bezul. A third off of the market price. Why should it be a third off of the market price? What? A kama bezul, a tilsa, a kufan vama bez. Why? So let me just listen. The reason you pay Mashiach Nehena Bezul, or the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Demei Sa'irim Bezul. If your animal ate someone's barley, you pay Demei Sa'irim Bezul. You take off a third. Why do you take off a third? Because really, I wouldn't have eaten meat.
Why did I eat meat? Because you sent me meat, so I ate the meat. Who says that I would have wanted to eat meat? I would have had the bread for lunch. I had meat because you sent it to me. Why are you charging me the price of the meat? Or my animal ate sire. Why are you charging me sire? I would have found my animal grass. We say, Ad Tilsa, if you would have gotten it for a third off, it's an umdina, you would have bought the sire, you would have bought the meat and taken the meat for the extra pleasure of the meat. That's the taich to make on a bizzle. To make on him the amount that it's worth a third less. What's the machlokes here between the two men and the Amrim? First, let's just see, the Gemara explains. Tanan, Amakev, Schaver, Mishalish, Mukhaisa, Vagadas, Rishadas, Ashniv, Sashlishis, Eim, Machaivinoise, Revius, Machaivinoise. Eim, Seif, Revyasi, Amir, Magadas, Revius, Magagmal, Vesakoil. So the Resha, Tarakama, and Revyasi, and the Seif are the same. So Bishal Rafuna, Domra, Kolofima, Shagada, Bahainu, the Ika, Bain, Tarakama, Revyasi. What is the machloikis in our Mishnah? Tanakama sova kolfei de mekome bezol in umashagoda loy. You pay cheap kani. Biyasi sova kolfei meshagoda. Alachia barabi ama kolfei de mekome bezol maikim tanakama rabbi yasi. Either make a zom like a yav like maika yav. What's the Gemara say? We have a machloikis. Either a machloikis tanoim, rabbi yasi and tanakama, or a machloikis ameroim. How much do you have to pay in a case of Nehemah? We're going with Rabban Shita. Then we're talking here out to Nehemah. How much does a person have to pay by a Nehemah? This field here in our Gemara is a field that's Osulita or Eina Osulita. Help cut. I go down to your field and I plant without rishus. If it's a field that's not normally planted, I'm entitled just to my expenses or to the shvach, whichever is less. If it's osilita, I'm entitled to whatever normal people would pay for me to do what I did. According to the Madiyama Hakolafi Mashagoda, Rafun. Hakolafi Mashagoda, he holds, obviously, that this is a Sada Ha'osilita. He holds that it's normal to do. When it's normal to do, what's the halacha? You pay. It's normal to do, you pay whatever it is that's done. Right? Normal to do, you pay whatever it is. Rabchia Barab, or the Tanakama of Rabbi Yaisi, who holds the Fei Demei Konim Bezol. Why should I pay Demei Konim Bezol? If it's Yer, the Tassadach HaVer Shalai Bishos, I have to pay the full price. From where does it come that I should pay the Fei Demei Konim Bezol? If he holds the Tassadach HaOsilita, Sheinah HaOsilita rather, he holds it's a field that's not normal to build a wall. See, Kataina, you're telling me to pay the Shvach or the Yitzhiyah, whichever is less. I have to pay for the wool you put around my rishus. Look, you built a stone wall. You built an expensive wall. Why do I have to pay an expensive wall? I only gained the amount of the Mekon and Bezol. It's not normal to put up a brick wall here. So I still have to pay the Shvach. So what Shvach do I have? I have the same shvach as it would be a cheap wall. What's my gain? Animals don't come in. So why should I have to pay an expensive wall? I could pay a cheap wall. Is there a mila in having a stone wall? I mean, it lasts longer. It lasts longer. I have to pay the cost of the wall. It's what I have to pay is whatever my hanoi is. What's my hanor? The truth is, the Gemara in a minute is going to say, "Yibayisay ma'aganatira." The truth is that if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos to make kana bezul. Look, I'll tell you how Tosfos learns the Ma'adi Amar to make kana bezul. Ma'ishna mustayev sada sheini asilita. Tosis holds that Abul Afil is any Asalita. So why do you have to pay to make Hanan Bezul? You should have to pay the Shvach, which is less. I'm a Rishani Hacha, Matsi Amalek. Really, you could say, I would hire a Shomer for a Zuz. You want me to pay more? To make Hanan Bezul Yadlai, then I'm Sadi, then how you might see a Kakaf Bezul, how you guide the band. Let me explain to you what Tosis is saying. Tosis is saying that really, really, I could kinda, I only want to pay the zuz that I would pay a shaymer. That's the only shvach that I have. What shvach do I have? From your wall I have a shvach. What hanor do I have? It's your day out of kinda. I only want to pay a zuz. And I'm sadi. That to make Hanan Bezul you would pay. So we bump it up from Aga Netira to make Hanan Bezul. But this is all gebayt on the Shita, like Tosfos says, that it's a Sada She'eina Yasi Lita. So Reb Chiya bar Rav holds it's a Sada She'eina Yasi Lita. And therefore I can tell you that I only want to pay the smallest amount, which is either Shmira or to make Hanan Bezul. Rav Huna, who we passed the line, says that Rabbi Yossi is tiny, that it's Asilita. So the machlaikis here is if this is a Sada Asilita or Sada Shemi Asilita. That's like the Ramban, that's the Pash Pshat, the way the Sugya plays itself out. Rav Huna or Chiya bar Rav. According to Rav Huna, it's machlaikis Rabbi Yossi and Tanakam. If it's Asilita. So I'm explaining to you, no. So we have to understand how it could be called Asilita. Their machlokes is what the bounds of Asilita are. What the definition of Asilita is, which we'll see in a second. But I want you to appreciate what's going on, because you'll see in a minute, it has tremendous ramifications. The Shaila is, you have a Sada. We already learned people don't build walls at Sukkot. People don't do it. Nevertheless, if someone does it, he's normal. It's not considered crazy to do it. It's considered normal. So we have here a Metzius where something's considered normal, but people don't do it. We're saying, let's see. If you hold there, that's called the Sada She'ein Asilita. I understand it. I think all of us understand. That's called Ein Asilita. Most people don't do it. The Ramban is saying that the Halacha is like Rav Huna, that that's called Asilita. That in a field, it's called Asilita. I have a house. And someone comes and paints it. I tell you, I didn't want a painting. See, he says, but it needed a painting. So I show him that in my area, 3/4 of the people don't paint such houses. It's peeling a little, big deal. People don't paint it. He says, but it's normal to paint it. I say, no, it's normal, but people don't do it. Is that cool that I have to pay for his paint job? I would think, no, I only have to pay for the paint job if it's clear that that's something that's needed. That people, normal people would do. That's what I would think. The Mukhi Yosef, when he explains the Ramban, he says Pshat in the Ramban, and the Paiskim will bring the Ramban. Again, we're defining Asilita. You hear? You have to get excited over this. This is tremendous Chiddush. Well, this should make your blood boil. We're learning Gedarim of something that are mind-boggling. Someone goes out to someone else's place and he fixes his house and he paints his house and he does things for him that you have to pay. It should disturb you. It should be aggravated. No? Unless you understand it, in which case you'll explain it. I'm not sure what Tosfos is learning. If Tosfos is learning the inside wall, the outside wall, or if there's an nafka mina. But the hesber of Tosfos is a good hesber at everybody. Tosfos says it's lo'ene osilita. Whether it's the outside wall, the inside wall, either way. Nafkamina is that the inside person has such walls. Yes. Yeah. If you have an apartment and the super is supposed to paint and you're going to paint, you hire a painter, tell him pay me, take it off the rent. That's what comes out. No, it's not getting excited. Listen to this, the Mukhi Yosef. It's just incredible. He on the Mishnah, he brings the Ramban. He doesn't quote the Ramban, he learns Pshat that way. He says in the Mishnah that Ki Yairid. It's funny, the Ramban said it's done with Sas. The Mukhi Yosef where he says, Me did the Hava Ki Yairid Asad the Chaber Shalai Bishos Vendata. He saw the Hasu Yalita. Beloi Micha Bai Bal Asad, Shamal Yal Yaina. And right after the parentheses, it says Hachinami, Alpha Pisha who b'makim shaloi nagu ligdar. Even though this place is a place where most people don't put a wall around fields, kifima shegadar mekom akim ruyehi b'tzricha lakach ukesada asayalita damya. It's right for a wall, and it needs a wall, and therefore it's kesada asayalita damya. Since it could use a wall, that's called Asilita. Even though most people don't put walls. Yeah? So then it can be to the hen. If he's not in the hen, the source of the chiyuv is in the hen. Either he's. I guess we would have to know if it's normal to put, if it fits his words, then it's real akach, v'tzrich lakach. Once you have different cases, obviously each dentire is going to be very hard. You're going to have to say, did it need, how are you going to shut up? It's not easy. But the rule we see, is even though people don't do it, if it's real akach. He's one. What? Yeah. Most things are going to be osili. If you plant in my backyard in Brooklyn, some day everyone will hold that saying osili. What? Roy v'tzrich lakach, Brooklyn. I don't know if in Brooklyn anything grows from the ground. Not enough sunlight. I don't know. If you go to someone's, you start to make a parnas, you start planting everyone's backyards in Brooklyn. And not enough to plant. But. Okay, there is one redeeming factor. There is one Sas Yeshua. The Ramban here says, that if somebody comes to my field and plants, I have a choice. I could tell him, Tul Eitzach Va'avaynach. If someone plants, puts up a wall, I could tell him, take the wall back, I don't want to buy it. Even if it's a Suyalita. I could say, Tul Eitzach Va'avaynach. Now this, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shinai and Hesiv Beis says this. Now this changes what I said yesterday a little bit. I'll tell you what. I said yesterday, I'm an electrician, I have no work, a bunch of workers. I go to a shell of a building somewhere and do all the electrical work, and he has to pay me. So it's like the Shulchan Aruch, not so pashut. He could say, Tul Eitzach Va'avaynach, take it back, I don't want it. Oh, so this is already a Hatzalah. For the whole din. Now, okay, if you can take Tulei Zavavanach, so he has an option. He can either pay, or take it back. And the Sivis writes, that's only on things that can be taken back. On things that can't be taken back, like painting something, his example is, if I dye your wool, you have white wool that you plan to dye. You plan to take it to the person that does dyeing for you. And I go and I dye it. It's Osi Lita, that's Osi Lashbiyah. So you have to pay me for my work. Again, it's Mavel Arayin. You have to pay me for my work. And Memela, If it's something that you can't say take it back, then it doesn't apply. So I said it's only a ktsas hatzalah for us, this idea that that you could tell him tull, take it back, helps us a little bit to understand what's an incredible halach in the first place. But it only helps a little bit. It only helps for such things that can be taken back. For things that can't be taken back, not. Now, Grada, I don't fully understand. If I put up a wall, and you have to pay me the shvach, you have to pay me. I'm charging you for the wall. The wall costs $1,000 to put up. So Ramban says you could say tula itzafavon. It's not like Sushayim, but the Ramban says you could say tula itzafavon. The Eitzim and Avonim, when I take it back, I'm only getting back a fraction of the $1,000 I spent. Right? When you put up $1,000 to put up a wall, the stones cost you maybe $300. $700 is the work, the labor. So it's a little funny that I could tell you I'm off the hook. Even though you really can't take back everything. You could just take back part. Mashiach, when I dye your clothing, then you don't say tulei zavana because I can't take it back. No, even by Yodel Yain. Shulchan Aruch says, even by Yodel Yain, you can say tulei zavana. So you're paying for everything. But HaKoponim, this is the halacha. And Mimela, it comes out for us a little bit of a Mila in the Havana, but I think this has to go up there in the category of, you know, like I told you many times, Barbisha Sarabin is put down Kalim. It's one of those halachas which if you ask the average person, he wouldn't agree, and it's a halacha. Or Ainis Rahmana Patre on Mazik Mamin. Most people think Yechayiv, when I see a pata, we've discussed this many times. I think we have one more to go into the category. Until we get a klara way out of this, right now, we learned a tremendous chiddush here. That you put up a wall, you get paid. You get paid half in this case, because it's only half for the other person. But you get paid. If it's oymed lita, and at least according to the Mokhi Yosef, they're very generous grounds for oymed lita, then it's entitled to the money. For the shotsim. Some Seifer's case there in the Pisrei Tshuva in Reisamach Dallas of Cotton Gimel was there was a fire in the city. In those days there were fires in cities that burned for weeks. It wasn't like today, but Baruch Hashem, we could put them out. There was a fire in the city. A man went and hired Goyim for Asara Zehuvim to carry two box loads of things from his house to safety. He paid them the 10 Zehuvim. They came to his house. In the meantime, his wife had already paid some other goyim to take out one box. So these goyim took out the remaining box. So he told them, give me my 5 Zehuvim back. So he said, no, they don't give, there are no refunds. Like, hello. No refunds, you know. You want, you get, you know, within 12 months you get another, you know, another box of transportation. So the guy said, okay, so you owe me one box, go to my neighbor's house, and carry a box of stuff out of his house. And he said, fine. So he went to the neighbor's house, and they carried the box away. So now, he's tevea the neighbor, the 5 Zehuvim. He's tevea the neighbor, the 5 Zehuvim. So the Rav who sent the Shayach to some Seifer said, Chayri can't be Tevaya him, it's Zenehen of his Alechasim. He had already paid him 10 Zehuvim. He wasn't going to get the money back anyway. Alright, so they schlepped out his box. But some Seifer disagreed. Some Seifer said, no, it's Zenehen of his Alechasim. Because he could have gone around and asked, anybody need a guy? You know, until he found somebody. You didn't have to do it by him. Could have gone to neighbors and found somebody else to do it. So since he could have found someone else to do it for 5 Zehuvim, so therefore, this neighbor has to pay him 5 Zehuvim. Yeah? Someone comes to do work in your house, you have to pay. You came, you schlep boxes. The neighbor didn't want it. He says, you have to pay. What? That's the kicker. Some Seifer says afterwards, The Shoyl said, but he made him a chai. He said, I'm not paying you. Some Sefer Paskin you have to pay anyway. The neighbor made him a chai. He says, they don't have a chai. He says, it doesn't matter if you made him a chai. He was a man. Lamaisi he gained. Obviously, the box was worth more than 5 zulim. He says, you still have to pay. He said, even though he made him a chai, you still have to pay. Because he went to Hannah. The reason they do that is because in the hotel case it's the same thing. If you sleep in the hotel, I'm called chaser because I could have rented it to someone else at that time, right? So we see in the Gemara that that's called zanet of zeh chaser because I could have done it elsewhere. So that's why he's doing the same thing. So again, it's a tremendous chiddush. The ikar of the chiddush of the chiddush is that even though he made a macha, that still he still could charge him. I'm not sure that everyone agrees to this nekuda, that even if you made a macha, I didn't jot down, but I saw somewhere else on the page in the Reis Samach Dalet, there was someone who held that if you make a macha, it helps. You make a macha beforehand, you don't have to pay. But, what? Logically, it makes sense. How could you force me to pay for a hana? I don't want that hana. Everybody say it's not a hana. Oh, but you could have a case where he's not there. You could have a case where he's not there. I go to your house, you're not there, and I fix up your house for you. And you come home after the summer, and I went in with contractors, we gave you a new kitchen. So now you have to pay. I don't know, could there be such a thing, the whole thing? I know I have a neighbor who doesn't have a nice kitchen. So in the summer, when he's up in the mountains, I bring in a crew, and I give him a new kitchen over the summer. So now he has to pay me for the kitchen. I don't know. Huh? What do you say? No, that's only if it's not osilita. You only pay tzais. Assuming it's a place that needed. How do you define needed? Okay, that's the old problem. I don't know.
That's right.
What happens if you're not there? You're away. I do when you're not here. I know you make a mechah. I don't want you to make a mechah. So I do when you're away. I admit you don't want it. I know you don't want it. What should I do? I didn't have any work this summer. So I went and I did your... So according to the rabbi, you can say, too late to chav anach. You tell me to take it back. That's a tzach b'chavah. Okay. Once I paint it, you can't say take it back. I don't know. If I build an extension to your house, you can tell me to take it back. Extensions can be taken back. Yeah, I guess so.
Something like me that physically take it back? We have to use for those.
Well, by a wall, it says you could say tul eitzach v'avanach. Stones you could use again. If you plaster, if you do a stucco house, you can take it back. Oh, we're missing something. There's something wrong. If somebody will do me a tie, if someone will ask Grabowski, because he'll have an answer right away, and I'm sure he's going to say, what are you talking about? You don't have to pay. Because it's logical. You tell you learned that you have to pay. Shloimi, you'll ask. Yeah, when he doesn't come back, you have to ask. You have to call. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm learning it. I've learned it in the past. And every time I learn it, I scratch my head. I wonder what's going on. I don't understand. If this is halacha, it's halacha. I don't have any problem with it. But I'm just not sure. There seems to be something wrong. Let's see. The Gemara has a couple of more kintas. Could be you don't pass like this to Muki Yosef. I don't have a right to pass them like him, but Muki Yosef says it. Okay, let's see the Gemara inside. Okay, everybody, we're down where the Bach parenthesis base is. Rabbi Yosef Tarakama Savak, Tarakama, Rabbi Yosef Tarakama Savak, Rabbi Yosef Tarakama in Mashagad Alay, Rabbi Yosef Tarakama Mashagad, Alachia Barab, Damakalfi Dema Mazul, my Ika Ben Tarakama Rabbi Yosef. You know, Kana Mazul like a Yad, like my Kayad. So Gemara now brings a few pshatim in the Machlaikis. Let's see, to try to understand them, the Iker in light of the Ramban. It could be, they argue, if he has to pay more than Agar and the Tira, more than the amount to hire a worker to watch it. Tanakam is over Agar and the Tira in the Mekon of Bezoloi. If Hakama holds, I don't have to pay you to Mekon of Bezol. It's enough. My Nehenna. My Nehenna is that I don't have to hire a world watchman. Rabbi Yossi Sarva de Mekon Abizel. Now, I had a kasha here. When we started the sugya, I mentioned that in Rashi Shita, that it's the middle wall, what are you paying for? The Ramban and Rashba said you're paying for the Shmirim, from Behemoth, that they can't come in. Ramban and Rashba said that since it's there's no Hezekriya and a Bika, so why am I taka paying for the middle wall? What do I have? They said you're paying for the Shmirim from Behemoth. Nachlas David argued. Nachlas David said, what Shmirim from Behemoth? The outside wall protects from Behemoth. Now, as David said, you're paying because the Maisa you have an or that there's no Hezekriya. Even though in a Bika it's a very small Hezekriya, but the Maisa it's a Hanor of Hezekriya. How would David learn these two words? Agar Noter, Agar Natira, Dikibedai. What is Agar Natira? Money for a Shomer. What does a Shomer do? What's the Shomer going to do? He's going to keep animals and people out of the field. Could you have a shomer for Hezekriya? How do you learn? If you learn like the Nachas David, that the Hanor of the wall is Hezekriya, so then what's the Agar Netira? I don't understand it. So I saw the incredible Rashi on Zayin Amid Beis. Rashi says, what talks there about people in a chotzer paying for a guard standing at the door. Rashi says, "Kaifin." I say the first Rashi on the Mishnah, and Zayin Amid Beis. Kaifin is ben achatzah shein roitz l'seis ben achatzah livnes lan beishar liyishomer hapesach yishusham. You know why the shomer is there? Yishusham b'tzel umarchik es b'nei rishusarabim malahatzitz b'chatzah. He stops people from looking in. Rashi says there's such a thing as a shomer who stops people from looking in. No. Over there, it's a little easier. It's a street. So he stops people looking in. They walk a little further away. Could it be here? Aga Natira. I would normally get a shomer to stand there and stop the neighbor from looking in.
Well,
understand it. L'chayr is allowed to look in. Although it's not so posh, because Tosfos said in a bika during the 1 month, you're not supposed to look in. So if I stays, the Nachas David will learn that way. Aga Natira means I'll pay a shomer to stand there, and if I see you looking in, I'll tell you stop. It's much easier, like the Ramban and Rashba. Aga Natira means a shomer doesn't let anybody in. Tanasam sava Aga Natira in the Mekonim Bezal Loib, Yesi sava the Mekonim Bezal Loib. Iba Yisayma, Nachab Shat, the third Shat in the Mishnah. So either they argue the Mekonim Bezal or Masha Gada, or else they argue Aga Natira with Mekon of Bezol. By Yisayim, Rishayna Shina V'Shlisha Sika Beinayu, Tana Kama Sabah Raviyas Udi Yoav Lay, Av Rishayna Shina V'Shlisha Sla Yoav Lay, Yisayim Sabah Rishayna Shina V'Shlisha Nami Yoav Lay. Nech HaChidish. Gemara is saying, there's a tzad, you don't have to pay for the first three walls. Why shouldn't I have to pay for the first three walls? Why shouldn't I have to pay for the first three walls? I'm the head of the first three walls. Once the fourth wall is up, I'm the head of the first three. So what does Rashi say? Why don't you pay for the first three? So five lines in the bottom in Rashi. Avot demei rishenis lo yoyev lei shekvar yotzim em zake bebezni. Shehoyu sham yamim rabin. Rashi learns, once Bezdin paskins I'm potter. That's called kom dina. Ramban uses the lashon kom dina. So you hear the case? You have three walls, I go to Bezdin, I don't have Bezdin Pass, I don't have to pay. A fourth wall goes up, we say Kom Dina. There are a few sugyas and shafts of Kom Dina. For example, the Gemara has a case where there was a road above Basra, I think. Gemara has a case where somebody had a road through one of four fields, but we don't know which one. He has a middle field, there are four fields around him. And he had a right of passage on one of the four, but the shtar got lost. We thought he had on one. He had a middle field with no rights. But we don't know which one of the four. So what does he do? So if all four belong to the same person, you could tell the person, look, you owe me a road. Pick your road, whichever you want, I'll take it. If the what?
The
Rav Ram brought up about Yafel Meicha. If he leaves out a road. So if it's all four, one person, then I get a road. If they belong to four different people, I'm out of luck. Because the first person tells me go to the second person goes to the third go to the fourth. What happens if I go to Beis Din and there are four different people? At Beis Din Paskins, no one has to give me. Then one person buys all four fields. Can I go now and say, oh, now you owe me a road? Because the machlokes in the Gemara, we say kam dina or hadr dina. Kam dina means it didn't remain once it's a psak. Or hadr dina, if the circumstances change, so hadr dina, I can go back. Our Gemara is going with the shita kam dina. That once you paskin on the first three, you're pater, you remain pater. Even though it's far, it's a chiddush. Like this, not the armor. Like one who came to Chivarat, would say that once the first three, you are potter, you remain potter. So here, Barav, according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yisus does not come deep. So that's the third who came to. Fourth who came to. By saying, Makif and Nikif, you can deny. Tanakhama Savar. Tama David Nikif, Magagal Lot of Asakael, Avalamid Makif, Eino Noisin Loi, Eladme Revius, Vyasi Shavin Loshna Nikif Loshna Makif. First chat, the first of this chat is only on the Nikif you pay, not Makif. And Rabbi Yeshi says, Loshna Dish Loyam, Im Ahmad, the God of Magagal Lot of Asakael, Well, the Shnachrina Makif and Nikif, you can be that, because I'm here, Im God of Makif is a Revius, Nami Yoevla. Only if the Makif does it. Rabbi Yisus Sabra, when Nikif got his Rabbis, who do you have laid? They call it Daitet, and he chalei, and got the Makif, lo yoyav laid. So we have all of these ukimtis in the Gemara. The bottom line of the Gemara is going with the Mahaloch, that it's Avgoli Daitet, the Nichalei. That's the Siba Sachiyav. And so we have here, one, two, again, we have either the pshat they argued Mekhan Bezol or Hakol Fi Meshagadar, the Yoga Aganotar, they argue if it's the three walls or all four walls, or they argue Makif and Nikif. So we have four pshatim, shame five in the Machlokes in the Mishnah. All of the pshatim, of course, have to shtim that you're paying off in the hand according to the Shita. Now, I did not spend time on Tysus Shita, that's the outside wall, but tomorrow I would like to finish the next Amid, Runya Akfei. So I'll try to cover on both. Let me just tell you, on Runya Akfei, there's an important Sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Yud Zayin. I think it's Sif Yudalit, it's around Sif Yudalit. The Shailan Adin Taira. If somebody comes to a Din Taira and the Teveya is Teveya less than he's entitled to, what do you do? Someone says he owes me $100 because he tells the whole story, and Bezna sees he really owes him $200. You say, no, you're entitled to $200. Or do you say, you're Teveya $100? He says his partner will give you the $100. How does it work? So that's totally in this next Gemara, and that's Machlokes actually in the Shulchan Aruch. So that, Yitzhak Hashem, will do tomorrow.